We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines to the top. Rabbi Boom Bar Chio. Anybody see that? Okay, Rabbi Boom Bar Chio. Boy, he has a question like this. The Ocha, somebody who eats Trumas, Trumas Chometz and Pesach. A Kri Yisrael, who eats Truma of Chometz on Pesach. So obviously Truma of Chometz, it's valueless. Who are you going to pay it to? Right? Ocha Trumas Chometz and Pesach. Lami Mishali. Tifluk to Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. It's Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. They spoke and they argue. Hagoizel Truma Miavim O Kohen. If somebody steals Truma from his grandfather, who was a Kohen. Okay? So a rotten fink louse. He steals from his own grandfather. His grandfather is a Kohen, and he steals from him Truma, and then he eats it. Now, the grandfather dies of a broken heart. Doesn't say that here, but that's what happens next. Now, the thing is, who's he going to pay to? Really, should pay to the Kohen from whom he stole the Truma. Oh, what I neglected to say is that he inherited his grandfather. His grandfather only had a daughter, and I guess the daughter's no longer alive either, so now he inherited the grandfather. So if that's the case, who is he going to pay to? He should pay to the Kohen grandfather. Kohen grandfather's no longer alive. So maybe then he should pay to himself. What's he going to do? Turn around and give from one hand to the other end? So Lamim Lashayim, who's he going to pay to, right? Rabbi, oh, doesn't say Lamim Lashayim. So it just says, Hagoizel Miavim HaKohen, by the little Aleph. I'm paid you 10 Sinim and Aleph. You don't have it? No, 31. Where are you looking? Okay. By little Aleph, there's an Aleph in the margin. Yeah. Hagozo Truma Avimo Kohen. Somebody steals Truma from his grandfather's Kohen. Rabbi Yochanan Mishal Shevet, he paid to the tribe. In other words, you give the money to other Kohanim. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Marmishalim Latsum, prepare yourself. Now, I'm Rabbi Mona. Ramona said, Kuv Rabbi Yossi, name Rabbi Yossi. Mistabra makes sense to say, Yod Rabbi Shimon Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, you pay yourself. Must get seat to Rabbi Yochanan. But Choymesh, that the extra fifth, which you give as Kapara, which is like a mini carbon, right? Because it's really Kapara for the Avera, that, Mishum Mishayim Lashavit, that you should pay to the Shavit. Why is that? Because, look, Kapora's got to go to somebody. The rest of you just give it to yourself. You're giving yourself the principle which you stole from yourself. But at least the Kapora you have to give to the Kohen, right? Any Kohen. Stop any Kohen you happen to see and give him the Chomish. Okay? So I'm lazy. He said, "Ofan ha'achol sarvakein." Now this "Ofan ha'achol sarvakein," "Ofan ha'sarvakein," I also like this. It's not going on the case which we just learned. That's going on the case with which we began discussion. So let's go back to that case for a moment. What we wanted to prove, right, being on the case of the guy who stole from his grandfather and ate the truma from the grandfather, is that you must pay. There's a principle you got to pay. So when they seduce, even if you ate Trumas Chometz on Pesach, even though it's valueless, you gotta pay something. You gotta pay, otherwise no kapara. Otherwise you're gonna burn in hell. So here it says, and he says, "Open us up, Rakein." I also, you gotta pay. Shkein Truma Tmeya for a shaving. And the proof of that is, if you eat Truma Tmeya, you gotta give. It literally means the ashes to the shaving, but it means you gotta pay them. Even though Truma Tmeya has no sellable value, you must make restitution of some sort. Something's got to be done. If you eat Truma as Kapara, even Truma Tmeya, you must make a payment. Okay? Asa Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Shem Rav Acha, and he said, Afilu Leplegin. You should know. You just said, even go to Hashem and Lakish, who said that if the guy eats the truma, which he inherited from his grandfather, the Kohen, that he pays himself, that he pays himself, he still has to give a chomesh to the Kohen. No. Hashem and Lakish holds even the chomesh goes to himself. The symbolic payment of the chomesh symbolically goes to himself and atones for himself that way. So Mamish takes out the money, says like kaporos, you know, zute kaporosi, and he gives it back to himself and he's here. Okay? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a knas, obviously, but it's still a kapora. It's a kapora. Yeah, but it's not, but there's no motive of knas potter here. But you don't get exempt from conceding it. It's like a korban, right? If you concede your chayiv a korban, you still bring it. A knas b'ram chaver, if you concede your chayiv and your potter, this knas your chayiv regardless. So we see that it's a kapora. Okay? So, again, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Mishra, Rabbi Yossi, I feel a little pleading, even on the Chomish, it's an argument. Rabbi Yossi Bar, Rabbi Yossi asked the following question. Hanan amina hekdesh pachdu shara pruta. What, if you have an avram hekdesh, less than shara pruta, what happens? Now, Lieberman changes a lot here based on one of the manuscripts which he had. And we skip the next few words to the next line. Nishmina mina do. Let's hear it from here. Let's derive from here. That's asher chota yimina kodesh yishalim. That which he sinned from the kodesh yishapay. Pala pachdu shara pruta, this cuts me clue if it's less than a shara pruta. Okay? East Tani Tani, there's so much learned. Es Hashem, now there's excess verbiage. What does it mean? Es Hashem Chota Min HaKodesh Yishalim. Just say Es Hashem Chota. What does that have to say Min HaKodesh? And we know we're talking about Kodesh. So it's excess verbiage. So one part, one drasha is that it comes to include less than Shara Pruta. If you're less than Shara Pruta, you don't have to make restitution. East Tani Tani Lurabos. To say it comes to include that even if it's less than Shara Pruta, you still have to pay. And for some reason, Lehman takes out the next word. We can read it. Letach Lumen. You still have to make payment. Mandamar Prat. Now, here is where Lieberman's changing around becomes critical. Mandamar Prat, you says an exclusion. That means take out to the, all the words at the end, to the red, to the end of the line, the korban. He who says it comes to exclude, he says you have to bring a korban. That's saying concept. You're moel less than Shara Pruta. Even though you did it amazing, you're bringing korban. Why is that? Because you can't pay. There's no monetary. If there's no monetary, what must you do? And bringing korban. The korban is it's an amazing concept. The shoge, it becomes here like a shoge. Less than the shir equals shoge. Now that might only be true by me'ilah, because me'ilah is not a bona fide chatos, right? So osha me'ilos. So maybe the parameters are unique there, because it's a special kind of korban. But that's what he's saying. If you benefit from hektish, less than shara pruta, you have to bring a korban. Now, if it's man l'mad l'rabos, he says, and it's an inclusion, that the tashlumin means you got to pay money. So even if it's less than shara pruta, this is coming way back to chametz. Even if it's less than shara pruta, you still got to pay. See? Is that clear? Because we see that by Meila, there's a pity which holds, even less sharp root, you gotta pay. Kamara Tamar Taman, the Gemara makes it explicit there. Kamara Tamar Taman, Pachas Mishave Pruta. If it's less than Shave Pruta, amazing. Even though there's no way to reckon what a chomesh is and what an asher, well, asher, I guess, is superfluous here. But even though there's no way to reckon what the chomesh is, you still have to pay. In other words, there's no chomesh unless there's shava pruta. It's not money, but you have to give something to the shaven. The same thing is true here about truma as well. Okay? There was something which I forgot to say last night because running late. I want to just say now, even though it's not relevant to tonight's Gemara. The Gemara at the top of the page, which we did mamish 2 minutes before Marav, said that there's a case where you worship your grain and then you take truma off of it. So Lieberman brings down here Shalokidarko. He brings out a lomdisha thing. He doesn't quote anybody who says it, but it is a well-known lomdisha chakira, a yeshivisha question, which is, do we hold that Yisuri HaNoah have ownership or not? If Yisuri HaNoah, its value is effectively zero, because you can't do anything with it. So all the Achronim ask, and even the Big Day Shesha talks about this, whether even though the value is zero, there still could be ownership separate from the value of the object. Or if there is no value, there is no ownership by definition. Okay? Because you only own something which is valuable. So which is not valuable, you do not own. So they bring a raya, he brings the raya from the Gemara, or he says that Achorim bring the raya thing. So here we see that even though something is also banah, because once you worship it, avodah zarah. But for that matter, even true chametz truma, right, would be a similar idea, but you know, the Gemara rates say don't take truma off of chametz. But you take truma of that which you worship as avodah zarah, that's clearly also banah, you don't have any benefit of it. Yet you're taking off truma, you're an owner to take off truma. That means that you're still ownership of something which is also banah. Okay? Says more further. I'm in Chavrai Kami Rabbi Kumi Rabbi Yossi. The Chavra said in front of Rabbi Yossi. The Lav, Miss Nisu. Wait a minute, get a kash on you. What about our Mishnah? Doesn't it say, Ochel Tumas Chom Eitz and Pesach? If somebody eats Truma, Chom Eitz and Pesach, Shoygeg Mishayim Karen Mechomesh. If it's unintentionally, he pays the principal and a fifth. Mazin, if it's Mazin, the potimina tashlumin may hate him. He doesn't have to make per reimbursement of the truma, even as truma tmea, meaning even if its value is firewood. Hey, hey, hey! You just got through saying by Ektesh, but Mazin, you gotta pay. Even if it's less than Shah Bruta. Here it's saying by truma, but Mazin, you don't gotta pay, because it has no value. It's a contradiction between the two. Says the Gemara, Amar Lo, he said a very interesting answer. There, meaning here, by Pesach, it's absolutely valueless. If you take one kernel of chametz and another kernel of chametz and 5 billion kernels of chametz, they're still worth zero. But if you take less than a shavah pruta of hektesh, you can add it on to another lesser shavah of hektesh, and 0.5 and 0.5 equals 1. So the difference between lesser shavah pruta, which is chazit terufe, and lesser shavah pruta, which is not chazit terufe. Lesser shavah pruta, which could make up a sum total, which is negative, and lesser shavah pruta, which cannot make it up. And that's what Gemara says. You can complete it. What if somebody unintentionally ate the truma, but he was mazed vis-a-vis the chametz on Pesach, of course. Shogi b'truma mazed b'nazir. What if a person unintentionally ate truma, but he was a nazir and he transgressed his nazirus intentionally by eating truma of grapes or of wine? Shoyim and Truma Mezim B'yom Yom Kippurim. It was Shoyim on Truma and Mezim Yom Kippur. Now all these things are cases where you get Malkus. So in Tiftur in Eiklu Shnei Dvarim Nicha. If you hold it, they're two separate Lavin. Yeah, if they hold them, you only get Malkus. In Shemaim, it gets Kippurim, but if you in human court, you only get Malkus. So in Tiftur in Eiklu Shnei Dvarim, if you say they're two separate things, then you can both get Malkos and Mamos. You have to pay money, and you have to also get flour. If you say Dover Echa, you're going to say it's the same Aver. Of course, why we say it's two Averes? Because they're two different areas. One has to do with Truma, the other has to do with Yom Kippur. Even though it's the same Maisa Achila. So I'm making two separate things. If you're going to say it's one thing because it's the same Maisa Achila, then Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish. It's Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Whether we say, just like we say by the death penalty, Kilo Rabine, do we say Eino Loika Mashalim? You can't get Malkus and pay at the same time. Yeah, what? Yeah. No, you don't. It's not the same Malach. It's not the same Malach. Reb Chaim in Malkus speaks about it. Yeah, and he says that Kim Le Rabine and Shein Lokin Musham are not the same Malach. It has to do because Kilo Rabine means that I forget, but it's two different drushes. Two different drushes, so they're not necessarily the same thing. All right, let's shift gears significantly. These are things with which one is yaitzim, one tchiva, matzah, pesach. The chitin and wheat, the sorim and barley, the bakusmin, and I'm gonna get mixed up again. Oats. I think that's the last one. Shiva. Ovishibola, Shuo, No, I'm wrong. I don't know. One is oats, one is spelt, and one is rye. Okay? Whatever they are. With my and my Rishon, Nigla Chumaso, and with my and my Rishon, I remember when we learned in the Bavli, I actually looked it up what they were, but I've forgotten in the meantime. Sorry. Shows how much retention I have. With my and my Rishon, Nigla Chumaso, and you can use the my to make your matzo, and you use my Rishon, which the Chuma has been already taken off. Ma'aser sheni be'ekdush nivdi, you use ma'aser sheni be'ekdush, which is redeemed. Va'akwani b'chal, kwan ki use chala uve truma. Avalo b'tevel, but you cannot use untithe. Lo ma'aser rishon shlo nitla truma, so ma'aser rishon for truma's ma'aser has not been taken off. Lo ma'aser sheni be'ekdush shlo nivdu, no ma'aser sheni be'ekdush has not yet been redeemed. Chalo sador kikei nazir. The chala is made for korban toida. Well, obviously the ones which are matzah. And Rikike Nazir, the flat cakes made for a Nazir, which are also not Chomet. I saw in Latzman, if you made it for the purpose of Todor and Nazirus, and Yotzibayr. They're not Yotzibayr then because they're made definitively not for Pesach. I saw in Limkar Bashuk, if you made them to sell, and whatever the buyer designates them as, that's what they will be, then Yotzibayr and Yotzibayr then because then it can be construed as a Pesach necessity. Okay, because whoever determines it will affix its intent and purpose to it. See if it says the Gehil Gigamore. See if Ayoba Chachemilech Moret. When you shall eat from the bread of the land, Tarimu Tulmola Hashem, you shall lift up a truma to God. But from this Aisi Yomei, I would say, you called Vayoyim, Vayoyim, Chayoyim, Bechala. Everything should be Chayim, Bechala. Right? Everything. And everything here means including rice, millet, anything else in which corn, anything else you made bread. Who were the first people to have corn? I know you know. What? Indians. Yeah. No, I didn't know that you knew. You were allowed to answer. Right. I said that over the day this afternoon, it came up in learning, and a lot of people didn't know that. That corn did not exist prior to the 1492. I mean, it existed.
Yeah,
as far as we're concerned, now it didn't exist. So, David, but you know, No, Columbus didn't bring it back over? No? He didn't bring back tobacco? The thing is that the Chasam Sofer says, B'dievet, if you make a... I don't know if he even says B'dievet, I think he might say the Chatzchila. The Shabur brings down B'dievet. You make a mazonos on corn, you're yotze. Because you can make cornbread. It's like rice. You can make rice bread. So there's a havamina, v'yabal chem lechem, or it's anything which can make lechem, which means anything you make bread from, including rice, corn, should be chayim and challah. Kavodloim, I mean lechem, it says from bread, the local lechem, not all bread. Yimi lechem, the local lechem, it says from bread and not all bread. Ain't it alchitim sort of vod, maybe it's only challah on wheat and barley. Sharmini, I would know rice, belt, and oats. Kavodloim, reishis, arviso, sechem. It says, "Ari so sechem." You are your kneaded mixtures, K-N-E-A-D-E-D, right? So riba is hakol, riba v'riba is hakol. That's a riba. And it's riba. Everything which is similar to chitim and sorim. Chitim and sorim called lechem aretz specifically because it says eretz chita usora, right? However, everything else is included, which is similar to chita and sora, meaning all the other grapes. Rabbi Yosef Shem B'Shimon Tani. Rabbi Yosef said, name Rabbi Shimon, and Leman says, this is Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Rabbi Yosef, name Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, said, Tani Rabbi Shmuel. Cain, not Bain, it should be Cain. What? Rabbi Shmuel also said this. Rabbi Shmuel said actually the following thing. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Sirin, Rabbi Shimon, Log, Shem, Rabbi Shmuel. Same idea. Rabbi Mona, Rabbi Mona says, Oz this to Kesarin, I went to Katsrin, Ushmas, Rabbi Achva, Barzira. He said, it should be instead of Va'ano, Ve'abot. That's what Lieberman says. V'abba, meaning his father, Rabbi Zira. Avram Lev Hashem Rabbi Shmuel. Don't say Nei Rabbi Shmuel. What is this rush which you've been waiting for, Nei Rabbi Shmuel? We're all excited now. Ne'amah, it says, Lechem and Pesach, Ne'amah, Lechem and Chal. It says bread by both of them. My Lechem Shenemah be'Pesach. Davar shuboy de matzo chametz. I said which might be matzo or chametz, but avlechem shemar bechal. So to one which enrich you have to separate chal. Davar shuboy de matzo chametz. So which could be either matzo chametz. But kumatz, and they checked it out. They found out shein lecha bali de matzo chametz. The so which become matzo chametz el chametzus meaning bilvad only the five types of grain. They don't become matzah and chometz. They don't become leavened and unleavened. They just become fermented. Okay? Rabbi Yechlin ben Uri Omar, not true. Kalmis. I have no idea what it is. But it's a type of poor grain called ketzach here in Rashi and in the carbonate of Bnei Moshe. Kalmis chayavis b'chala. She boy they matzah v'chometz because they become leavened and unleavened. Right on the top of Yud-Zayin Ralph numbers. The second line. Rabbanan Amrin. The rabbis say, ain't nobody they matzah chametz, it cannot become matzah chametz. So it says more a fascinating question. I know why the Bavli never asked this question. I do not know. But the Bavli never asked this question. V'im tekeda! Let's check it out! Let's take it and check it. Let's run lab tests! The Bible said they checked it out. Where did they say? We didn't read that yet. Did? Oh, it says Batku. Right. Well, here they want to argue about it. It says, V'yom do yomar Batku matzo asashi b'leidei matzo chomet. Oh, I skipped words. I'll ikrab dikos hein chokin. They argue what the lab results were. They actually ran the lab test, and the machlokas is what the lab test results were. So it's machlokas and metzias. What metzias in the laboratory revealed. Okay? But we start from the data on the third line. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Amar Barkua Matsuo Sashi Bolidei Chimutz. Matzu Chametz. They found it does become leaven. Rabbanan Amri Barkua Velo Matsuo Sashi Bolidei Chametz. Matzu Chametz. They didn't find that it comes to Matzu Chametz. Talmud, we learned over there. Sounds like apologetics, but maybe it's true anyway. Okay, time and team, let's over there. This is about concerning truma again. Tapua Sharisco, if you took an apple and you sliced it up, the apple is truma. Vinasa took Esau, you put it into a dough. The chimtzer fermented the dough. I raised that through the dough is also not because of chametz, but because of fermented from by truma. So it's also to whom? If a dough is fermented by truma, to whom is it also?
Oh,
what about that? It's Israel. It's mutzah to the Kohen.
Yeah, right.
No, it's not on Pesach. Use truma apple to ferment regular dough the rest of the year. So it's also to Israel. Now, Lieberman takes actually the carbonate, I apologize, takes out the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 words. And maybe they should be taken out, but I want to read them anyway. Okay, they're not relevant to our conversation. That's why Lieberman takes them out. But they make a very interesting point, which I don't know if it's coming or going to come up again. Sorry, you should also talk about borsho mine. If you have barley which fell into a well, even though the water has become somewhat brackish as a result, mutar in the water is mutar. You know why? Because water can be fermented chametz, so chametz can't ferment water.
Oh, right.
There's a big shayla in Israel every year. Remember I told you this about this several times? The Kinneret. there are pieces of bread in the Kineret.
Right.
So all the Kineret should be also on Pesach. Because the non-kosher restaurants would sit at the eight. So the question is how you can drink Kineret water, any water at all in Israel on Pesach. So that's why they actually people have large tin storage tanks where they store up all the water from before Pesach. They don't take any water on Pesach because before Pesach chametz is bottled. On Pesach chametz is not bottled, so they take all the water before Pesach. Okay, but here you see in this parenthetical remark that even if you have pieces of fermented barley, the water still remains permissible. Okay? Tani, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Tani, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mutter. The Yossi says, even use an apple to ferment your regular dough, it doesn't become truma, it's not usher, it's still Mutter. Rav Acha, Rabbi Yavob, Rabbi Yossi Berchania said, Mapli, and when's Machlokas, Mimchametz, and Mema? If you use apple juice to ferment. However, Avraham Chametz Guli put actual pieces of apple, cut apple, in your dough. Even if you have everybody agrees that it's mutter. Rabbi Yossi Gedaite, Rabbi Yossi Valenlein, Rabbi Yossi learned to known to us right from Masechta Shabbos. Kamadu Amar Tan, like he says by Masechta Shabbos, you're allowed to wrap an egg in hot towels even though it cooks the eggs. Why is that? Because and tapshilo borer, it's not clearly cooking, because that's not what the Torah calls cooking. The Torah calls cooking is only fire concentrated energy in some way, shape, or form, not just putting something in hot towels. Kachamar Ahachos, so too he says here, ain chemtel chametz borer, that chametz which occurs by putting apples, fermented apples, in the mixture is not true chametz. Okay? Tani, we learned, Pagashit Tvamna, if you have a turnip, which you buried with tevin in straw, the Charoa Shetani Gecholim, or a cake, a cold cake, literally. Lomei and Kol, so you put it onto the coals. Imayim Iksasim Megulim, if part of these turnips or coals are revealed, nothing to tell the Shabbos, they can lose on Shabbos. You have not to completely buried under something, us or any toast. You can't carry them on Shabbos. Minayin Shkwayim, we'd see the Chavasim Bechala. Why did I bring that down? No, I forgot. Oh. Of course, there we go. Kormenay says no reason. Says this Gemara we just brought down about the turnips on the ground, superfluous. It's just brought down because it appears in Masechta Shabbos, juxtaposition to the Gemara, which was necessary for us. Really, it's purposeless in bringing it down here. Getting back to purposeful activity. Minayin she'kohanim yotzi b'dei chovoson, how do you know the kohen can be yotzi the chiyuv? The matzah made al chal of the truma. He saw Majesheni and he saw Kamiyetza with Majesheni, both of them on Pesach. Tama lo tocha matzos riba. It says eat matzos, and that's a ribui, because anything which you can eat. Wait a minute. Yochel Yetze dechavasam be bikurim. Can a coin be yotze with matzah made out of bikurim? No! The New Year settlements eat matzos. Matzos, it's got to be a matzo which can be eaten anywhere. Yotzu, I be good, it's supposed to be kurim. Shein on their choy mechol moshav, they can't be eaten anywhere. Where only can they be eaten? Right. Now, of course, you're going to ask me, as more will ask, what about Meister Shady? Where can you eat Meister Shady? Only Yerushalayim. So how's the B'chol Moshavos? So the Gemara is going to give an answer. They're asking very good, and the Gemara is giving an answer. So they asked, Harei Meister Sheni. What are Meister Sheni? Harei Unecho B'chol Moshav. It's not eaten anywhere. So says the Gemara, Royally Potos Le'acho B'chol Moshav. Meister Sheni, when you take it off, can be redeemed. Once it's redeemed, it's ois Meister Sheni, can be eaten anywhere. Therefore, since it can be redeemed, even if it's amigo, since you can redeem it, if you didn't redeem it, it can be eaten. It's considered the chol moshavos as if it could be eaten anyway. Okay. Says more further. Right, boom, barchia boy. Now it gets tad complex. Now, Ibu Merchi is a boy, he asks a question like this. I'm not sure, it could be that this is a statement. It's hard for me to know. I think it's a statement, but it's not, I'm not up to this. Rabbi Merchius boy stated, there should be a word me'ata here, Lieberman throws it in. Me'ata, if that's the case, what's the status of a lekuch because of meiser shem meiser? What's the status of which is bought with meiser sheni money? Now, if I'm bought with meiser sheni money, especially in Yerushalayim, may not be redeemed. Meiser sheni is something to redeem on money. But once you use that money to buy new meiser sheni, new food products to serve in lieu of meiser sheni, you can't redeem. You can't redeem the new food products, you have to eat them. Okay? So, says Yerushalmi, use that which is bought with meiser sheni money to be mekayim the mitzvah Pesach. Says the Gemara further, shenitma, this shaila is in a case where it becomes tameh, we are passing it should be kirabi huda, like Rabbi Huda. In other words, Rabbi Huda says, well, we'll see in a minute. The time we learned how to cook because of meiser sheni shenitma, he bought some meiser sheni money, she came tameh, he put that. Rabban hold you allowed to redeem it even in Yerushalayim. We passing that way. Meiser sheni shekeim tameh can still redeem even in Yerushalayim proper. However, Rabbi don't marry Kaver, but he says you gotta bury it. Amal Rabbi, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'i Meiser. If Meiser. Sheni, Atzma. Meiser Sheni itself, Shenitmo, which can't tell me. Harei Unifte can be redeemed, even though it has higher Kedusha. Al Kurva Kesem Meiser, Sheni, which is both Kesem Meiser, with Shenitmo, which can't tell me, which has less of a status of Kedusha, and Odinshi Pate is not Kavah Chorv to be redeemed. I'm going to low. Said a fascinating thing, Rabbi Yisrael. Said, look at my life, I'm a Meiser Sheni. No, if you said that true, Meiser Sheni, Shekeinu Niftet Tor Berichuk Mokom. Meiser Sheni is unique. It's very powerful. It can be redeemed when it's Tor and far away from Yerushalayim. Perhaps because of its power, it could serve as the starting point, the jump-off part for you, the redemption. Time over the Kula, as opposed to stuff which is bought with Meiser Sheni money. The Kula begets the Meiser. She'enu niftei b'tor richuk mokom. It can't be redeemed when it's tar, and it can't be redeemed when it's distant from Yerushalayim. You don't even buy it there. But it certainly can't be redeemed outside Yerushalayim. So since it can't be redeemed, since it can't redeem it anywhere, it really has doesn't not strong enough to be redeemed, and Yitzhak, well, maybe you can't be Yitzhak with it. Okay? So the bottom line is that we propose that would require a kesem meiser sheni, since it can't be redeemed, this commodity can never be redeemed, means it has diminished kedusha. Since it has diminished kedusha, so that means that this cannot serve meiser sheni. Stuff which is acquired from meiser sheni money cannot make matzah. Again, in order to be able to make matzah of substance, it has to be needed anywhere. So the initial meiser sheni can redeem it anywhere, so you can also make matzah out of it. But that which you bought meiser sheni money, you can't redeem everywhere. So that's why you cannot make matzah out of it. Okay? Says more further. Rabbi Shimon Lakish boy. Shimon Lakish asked, Me'atav, this is all true. Chalas isas meiser sheni b'Yerushalayim. The chal of a dove meiser sheni b'Yerushalayim. Since you can't redeem it anymore and eat it anywhere else, and Yaitzimba. You can't be Yaitzim. Right? Because he doesn't say, well, previously you could redeem it. Right now you can't redeem it, right? So how can be Yaitzim with it much? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Lakish boy, he doesn't answer the question, by the way. Shimon Lakish boy, he asks like this. Me'at chalas isas meiser sheni b'Yerushalayim. The chal of a dove meiser b'Yerushalayim. Ho v'ena royally put us l'yachas since it cannot be redeemed and eaten. V'chol moshav anywhere else. You're not yoytzi with it. You're chiyuv of matzah on Pesach, which basically what you just said. Now, again, this quote from the Mishnah. Can they fulfill their obligation? Or the flat cakes brought by the nuts? No. But anyway, says Zvara. I skipped. Tamalama Shivas Yovim. I'm sorry, I skipped the last line on New Time Round. What? Tamalama Shivas Yovim Matzos Tochel. Can't use it. It says you have to eat matzos 7 days. Matzon Echelos Koshivo. Vain Chalos Toyra Kike Nozir. Necholin Koshivi can't eat them all 7 days. Guess why? Because they're part and parcel of carbonos. What's the maximum extent by law you can eat a carbon? 2 days and one night in between. So therefore they can't be good matzah. Rabbi Yonah Meshiv Meshiv Lohi said, Rabbi Yonah Meshiv Reish Lohi said, Mimashnem Chalos Toder Kike Nazir. That says Chalos Toder Kike Nazir. B'chol Gvul Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, what were we trying to say?
Oh, yeah. Mashenech l'chal sotor kikin nazir chol gvurit zero. Since we know l'chal sotor kikin nazir reading throughout the land of Israel. What? Yeah. They're eating during the time when the carbonos are bringing outside of Yerushalayim. When the but we're going to speak in great detail now. When this bech was in Gnova Givam. So since there was one time the Chalos Tzara Kikei Nozir were eating in the Chol Eretz Yisrael, Lo Tzarech HaShoyne. Now here, this, the Mashbiach doesn't mention this here, but the Mashbiach mentions elsewhere that Tzarech Nishami very often means Yochol. Says you don't need to, it means you can't. So here too, Lo Yochol HaShoyne. It's as if it says Lo Yochol HaShoyne, Lo Tzimi Moshav. You can't preclude Chalos Tzara Kikei Nozir from Moshavos, because they can be in anywhere, as long as there's no Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, if we want to preclude them, we have to preclude them from the time limitations which is imposed on consuming them, which is far less than that which is imposed on Korban Pesach, on Korban Pesach, it's even more. That which is imposed on the matzah, right? There's no time limitation on the matzah. So says the Gemara, wait a minute. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Lachi said, Zosa Meres, Shenech Luchalos, Toyder Kike Nazir, Becholer, Ara Yisrael, Fiyot Tarek Hashor, Lahotzi Ami Moshe. Now, everybody goes crazy. What's Rabbi Yosef saying, name of Shimon Lachi? We didn't know. Rabbi Yosef, name of Shimon Lachi, just said that already. Right? So some say the Korbei says, Zosa Meres means you only know from this Brisa and not from elsewhere. And Bnei Moshe says that it means to ask. Zosimers means there's no Masorah whatsoever about this. Why do we know this is true? It's not clear why the Gemara just repeated itself. That's the bottom line trying to get across. So says Mark, now let's analyze this. My impression is that this really is just repeating the same phrase in order to analyze it. But I can't, I don't know for sure. Well, let's analyze it. Nicho chalos toida. As then chalos toida, you can eat all over Eretz Yisrael. Rekike nozio! But can you eat Rekike nozio all over Eretz Yisrael? Even when there is no Beis HaMikdash and the Bomas were permissible, you still can eat all over Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because... it should be, instead of Eino, it should be Lokin on Rabbi Yochanan. Then Rabbi Yochanan say, Leiskan Nazirus, do not learn in Nazirus in here. Not our story, okay? It's in Mesafel Nazir. Nazirus Chayvu, because Nazirus is an obligation. Right? The carbon is obligatory. Carbonus Chayvu can't be bought in Obama. So, Aki say, eat it b'chol mokom. B'chol mokom replied, could be eat the carbonus chove b'chol mokom. I mean, what? Shlomo Menolos. When is Olo Chov? You mean the carbon seabor? We're talking about Olos of Yachin. So Amrei Bum Bar Kana, he brought there, explain like this. You gotta give the Gemara for A for creativity here. You have to give him a double A for creativity. Tipater A plus. Shekovo Chatosoi Beshilo. They already sacrificed the Chatos of the Nazir in Shilo. But then Shilo was destroyed before they got to sacrifice the other two Karbonos. So the was my place. Volasu Shlomo. Then as he was about to bring Shlomo, he knows they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. I mean the Mishkan. But that time, so he brings his so no sweater off his back. Next day he goes to Nov and Givon, or Nov or Givon, and there he sacrifices his Shlomo and the Shlomo man is over. But the bread of the Chalos Todah has to do with the bread of Rikei Nazir, sorry. The bread of Rikei Nazir has to do with the Shlomo. It's connected to Shlomo, just like on Peyot Shavuos. The Shtei Alechem are connected to the lambs, so it is connected to the Shlomo. So there's a flaw in our ointment, which we're going to discuss momentarily. Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Azariah, Bon Kamei Rabbi Yonah, they asked for him a mona. Lokim Rabbi, again, there's probably a name missing here. But some Rebbe said, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, name Rabbi Yosef, Shami Chagiga Harboim Bibama Ksherim. Shlomim of Chagiga, which come in a Bama, are kosher, you can eat them on Yontif. El Shalolu Abayim Shem Chova. But they don't count as to fulfill their Chiyuv of taking Shami Chagiga. So, because Shami Chagiga are Chiyuv, and every Bnei Yisrael come up on Aliyah L'Regel. So to here. What? Yeah. What did I say? Yeah. Time in Mishkan, right? So to here. So to here, the Shami Nazir. How can you bring them by Obama? Even you already brought the Chatos at Shiloh in the Mishkan. How can you bring the Shlomim at Obama? We say mandatory Shlomim can't be brought at Obama. I mean, if they are, you're not Yotzir Chiyuv, right? So just like Shami Chagi, you're not saying the Yotzir Chiyuv, and they bring him to Obama, so too the Shami Nazir bring him to Obama, not the Yotzir Chiyuv. So what good does it do? Your answer you gave, even if Shiloh was destroyed and come to Nova Givon, they can't sacrifice the Shami Nazir in Nova Givon. So it's more Elok Rabbi Yehuda. It's called Elok Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Mer Chatos U Pesach Li Yochim Yaboy Magdoilu. I'm sorry, it's beat me up. Sorry, got it wrong. Elok Rabbi Yehuda, maybe so it's called Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Mer Chatos U Pesach Li Yochim Yaboy Magdoilu. Who says you can bring the Chatos and the Pesach at Nov and Givon. So you see, you can bring mandatory korbanos even at Nova Givon. Yeah, that's true. But ein chatos u'pesach liyochi b'maktana. We need it to be mutter b'chol moishav. That means we have to find a way that you can sacrifice shlomim, shalmei choiva, at a bama in Haifa, or a bama in Be'er Sheva. And that you can't do, because here you see only chatos u'pesach, that only chatos u'pesach in a Bama Gdolim, which means the central one. The central one was, of course, originally the Mishkan. Then, later in Beis HaMikdash, in the interim in Nov and Givon. So that's nice, that you can do in Nov and Givon. But how are you going to do B'chol Moshavos, right? Ein Chatos U'Pesach, you have Bama Ktana. So I ask you, Rabbi Shimon. It's got to be going to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Amar that the Shlomim of a Nazir is not Choyvah. Rabbi Shimon Amar became a Shnizakal of Al-Chomin Ad-Domim. Once one of the blood, one of the Kribos is sprinkled on him, Huta Nazir Shlos B'yad is allowed to drink wine, L'tam L'meis become Tomei. So after the Shlomim is just like a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, the Shlomim is just like a gift, you can sacrifice them outside Yerushalayim, at any place. Sacrifice them outside any place. So therefore, I lost my train of thought. So therefore, it would have been good for matzah, because it would have fulfilled the parameters of chol mos shavos, if not for the fact that the eating time is cut short. And that's no good, because the shivas yomi matzah is suitable for sorrel 7 days. Okay? Says the Gemara further. Also, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, also, Kazayish Adam Yetzibay de Chavasa Pesach, the Kazayish of the Yetzibay of the night of Pesach, Tzorech Shalom Yebo Mashkin. You can't have other beverages in it, meaning apple juice, eggs. It's got to be completely matzah, because otherwise it's matzah shir, it's rich man's matzah, not Yetzibay with that. So, Samara, wait a minute. Whoa. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Mitzvah Samaras doesn't mean it's a mitzvah, or it's necessary. In other words, a mitzvah not to have any other beverages, or just a option, or just a heder mitzvah, just a heder mitzvah. Right? It's a mitzvah. Is it a heder mitzvah or a din? That's really what I meant to say. So I shall be a mashke. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Mitzvah Samaras. That which doesn't count that mashke is only a nice thing. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Ben Pazi Merli equally Samaras. It must be that way. And if it does have beverages in it, other than water, it's not a valid matzah. Hey, sir, Rabbi Bar Chia. Rabbi Bar Chia asked. But now, did we know about the chalos todah? We said chalos todah are, I skipped, that's why. Milsadai Bumbar Chia Amal Iku Visamras. Rayu and Pazi said it's necessary. Rabbi Bar Chia brings a Mariah. How so? Answer Rabbi Bar Chia. But then we learn Chalos Toda. It says Chalos Toda. Isloch Meimar Chalos Toda Shem Be Mashkin. How can you say Chalos Toda? How can you say Chalos Toda should be valid for matzah? They're mixed with oil. Whenever you make a mincha, you put oil inside, right? So it has other mashkin in it, right? So said, what's the answer? Rabbi Yosef said, again, Isoch meim achal sto shem and mashkin. Pasuk see achal sto, which don't have beverage. Of course, they have beverage. So Rabbi Yosef said, tam on revisi. There, the entire beverage is a revis of oil, and it goes into 40 chalas. Revis misleis kamin, because the revis of oil goes into all the types. So therefore, it's bottle. There we see that it's batel as opposed to here, of course. So therefore, Amr Rabbi Yosi, Vaid Amr Da. So who says that? So he must hold it's leikuv. Right? Bumbachir holds it's necessary to have specifically bread and water, and that's why he's reconciling I chalos toda are not just bread and water. So he's saying that the oil in them is a minuscule amount, and that's why it's okay. But let's take the flip side. Where can we learn, what statement tells us that you don't need to have dafka or flour water, that's only a mitzvah, and even if you had other beverage, it'd still be okay? Says the Gemara. Yachol Yetzir, because it says, Yachol Yetzir, the Chavasa Berchuk Vucha. The Brisa says, can it be Yetzir, your Chiv of Matzah, with Matzah, which is deep fried in oil, which is called in Hebrew Chalutz. Tam Lomer notes, Heshmatim Samatzos. Your Yetzir, when you shimmer the Matzahs, when you watch them. A matzah shetzricho shimur, you have to be a matzah that requires watching, because it can become chametz yatzuzu, as opposed to, of course, matzah which is deep boiled shetzricho shimur, which doesn't require shimur, because the more become chametz because you're deep boiling it, right? So it says the mineshen shetzricho shimur, because it doesn't require shimur. It's middle sense. No, I misread it, that's why. It sounds like the whole reason why a deep-fried matzah is not good is because it doesn't have to watch. But if it didn't have to watch, you'd be yaitzeh with it. How could that be? It's got oil all over the place. It was deep-fried in oil. So this price, which says the only reason you're not yaitzeh with a deep-fried matzah is because it doesn't require shmira, must hold that you yaitzeh matzah even if it has other beverages in it. And the only reason you're not yetzer with revucha is because it's deep fried, and therefore you don't have to watch it to become chametz. Okay? Says Mara, wait a minute. For a tiny yetzer matzah mitzubelas. Hashtag, how can you say you can't put in other beverages in matzah? It says yetzer with matzah which has spices. Ava pisha ain't but tam dogon. Even if it doesn't taste like matzah anymore, boy, could somebody make a mint of this halacha? Even if it doesn't taste like grain anymore, fushay ruba dog, as long as the majority of its actual substance is grain. Sarvi meimar, so says Mar, no, you're making a mistake. You thought the same, mitubelis mashkin, that you could be yaitzi with the matzah, which has other beverages mixed in, like egg matzah? No, that you can't. Even according to this brisa. How does this brisa mean that even though that you can yaitzi with matzah mitubelis, nomar mitubelis means it's mitubelis with spices and herbs, with shumshamin, with sesame seeds, mitubelis, because it goes in or with nuts. But it can't have any other beverage other than water. Which one of the other ends says that that you're only yotze with bread and water, which tells us that halacha. That which it says, Yochol she'enu yotze pesach l'pasach dra. I only yotze in pesach with bad bread, because it says lechemoni. So maybe only poor man's bread, like pumpernickel. Minah I feel matzah shleima. I know that even it's the matzah shleima melech. Tam lomer tochlu matzah sweet, but it says each matzah. That's an inclusion. He came matam lomer lechemoni. If that's the case, what are we precluded from lechemoni? Prat l'sourcing, it includes it precludes matzah of loose consistency, ulchalas misras, and a pancake, ulashisha, and a large cake. So all those can't be lechemoni. However, yoytzim matzah ova. You are yoytzim with a thick matzah. That's not a contradiction to lechemoni, even if it's ad tefach up to a tefach to lechem aponim, like the size of lechem aponim. No, we also said there up to a tefach. Yeah, same idea. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. It's late here already, and we'll pick up here on Monday.